Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
And it is time to head back out to the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline. Shop over 2,000 Toyotas on sale at one location. Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. Toyotaofhollywood.com.
Well, I know a lot of people, because this Panthers team's been spoiling the hell out of us, especially on the road in these playoffs, that you're up 3-1. You're like, uh-oh, this thing could get ugly early here. Could be 5 or 6-1, because we've seen that the last couple of rounds of the playoffs. But last night ended up being a great game, but Edmonton ends up winning in overtime on a power play goal. Hate to bring him in, but Steve Goldie Goldstein, Scripps Sports Panthers voice, joins us this morning. Goldie, how are you, man?
I am doing well, Joe. It would have been great to get that win. Normally, they get that win with the lead. We're so used to it. But let me tell you, that was a hell of a sporting event.
Yeah.
And they're on that power play in overtime, and I'm looking out there at the ice, and I'm thinking to myself, literally, whether it's 10 or 20 years, half the guys on the ice are going to be in the Hockey Hall of Fame. I mean, it was as high-end as you can get. And, you know, look, we knew it was going to be a battle. It was a battle last year, but it's a shame because, you know, the old Dennis Green, right? We had them. We knew who they were, and we let them off the hook. You know, got a little bit of that going.
You know, Joe, no, Goldie, I was talking to Joe early about it. And like, I look, I'm watching that game, and – I was just great hockey. I mean,
it was a
you know,
great game.
You certainly want the Panthers, but the way it ended, and I hope this series goes 7 games, because I want to keep seeing that quality of hockey.
Oh my God.
For 7 games. I don't want to get shortchanged and only get 5 games, whichever way it goes. And obviously, we wanted to go the Panthers way, but well, I felt pretty much exactly like you felt watching that game. It almost felt like you were privileged to be able to watch a game of that intensity and the quality of the people on the ice.
Yeah, it was amazing, and you got to give it to Connor McDavid. I mean, he made the plays when he had to.
Jeez.
You know, he's that good. He's, you know, for our era, you know, he's Michael Jordan. You know, for some of the younger listeners, he's LeBron James. He's, you know, Sidney Crosby. He's Wayne Gretzky. He's all that. And eventually, those guys win a championship. Now, the Panthers denied them last year. They're hoping to deny them this year. But eventually, they get one. So I thought overall they did a good job on him, as they did last year. But all it takes, you know, you could do a good job on him, you know, 10 straight shifts. And then on the 11th shift, he makes the little play. And I thought Sergei played. I mean, I know he gave up 4. I thought he played an outstanding game. So they're so good at adjusting and realize some of the things that they need to do better, puck management and adjusting to playing a new team. So I'm pretty confident that they'll do that. I mean, the numbers after the game, I looked at the numbers, guys, and, you know, pretty good. The only thing I'd say is the high danger scoring chances at even strength were, you know, a little bit high for what the Panthers want to give up, but it was almost 4 periods of hockey against those two guys. But otherwise, you know, possession time and those types of things and rush chances. I mean, Edmonton wasn't blowing in on, you know, 2-on-1s and 3-on-2s a lot. So I thought it was exactly what it was. You know, it was a bounce here, a bounce there. And I really thought they were going to win it in that opening minute of overtime. The Panthers came out flying and were buzzing around that net. They just couldn't get that goal.
Hey, Gold, I heard Bennett after the game said he thought they sat back a little bit in the third period. Did you agree with that? I know everybody had a little different take on what happened in the third period.
You know, it's interesting because I'll tell you this. He did not sit back.
No.
Okay?
Jeez.
That's for sure. He had them as good as those two guys were. He may have been the best player on the ice last night. He was up there. You know, look, you get that 3-2 lead. It's the third. They're so good at locking it down. Yeah, maybe they could have pushed a little bit more, and they're trying to play too much defense at certain times during that period. But it's easy for us to say because you're not trying to stop McDavid and Draisaitl. So, you know, you know what I mean? Like, you're looking up. And you're saying, hey, it's a one-goal game. It's a tie game. One of them's on the ice. Let's just dump it down. If we don't get there, we don't get there. So, yeah, there could be some truth to that. I don't disagree with that. They're just so good. And, you know, this is the first game they've ever lost in the playoffs under Paul Maurice where they've got a lead after a period.
God,
they had a lead
crazy.
After one, a lead. Yeah, they were 31-0. So it's rare, but we've seen this so many times. They lose a game in the playoffs or even two, and they just snap right back. They get the little anger, little hunger. So I'm really curious to see what happens tomorrow night, obviously, against this team. This is in Toronto. You don't want to go down 0-2.
Hey, Gold, I didn't realize. Draisaitl didn't score a goal last year against the Panthers in seven games?
Yeah, they shut him down. I mean, they shut him down. Now, look, he was banged up. I know everybody's banged up, but he was banged up. But, yeah, they did a great job on him. They banged him around, and, you know, he got off the schneid last night.
Oh, boy,
and,
yeah, man. I tell you, he looked really good last night. And, you know, you're kind of thinking, I know he didn't play well last – well, like he was injured last time, he didn't score anything. But now you put that – it's almost like, you know, the Panthers get Marchand for this series against the Edmonton Oilers again for the Stanley Cup. Well, they got their boy Draisaitl,
which is
kind of him coming his at is probably a pretty even deal, I would think.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it. You know, you always get these guys. Sometimes you don't even know if they're hurt. It wasn't confirmed last year, but you know they did a great job on him. But he also didn't look like himself. So it's just you name these guys like Draisaitl, Brad Marchand. I mean, these are. You know, these are such top-end guys. They're the two best teams, you know, in a sport that we know in the playoffs. There's upsets. They don't always find the two best teams sometimes because there's upsets. Watch that game last night, and you look at the series last year, it's probably not even close. They're the two best teams in the league going at it. So, you know, Draisaitl is a problem, and sometimes, as he did last night, you know, their coach will move those guys together. He likes, you know, sometimes they're apart as far as more balance is concerned. So that's something the Panthers look at. But again, you know, I thought it was a play here, a play there. And I think we're going to see that throughout this series, that it's going to be that tight. You know, it was tight last year in games only because Edmonton came back. But if you look at, you know, that game seven last year, I think we're going to see more games like that in this series as opposed to the blowout.
Yeah. So I got to ask you. You know, everybody making a big deal about after the game, and I get it, delay a game penalty, you know, flipping the puck out. What'd you think? And I'm sure he felt like crap. They're saying, hey, Paul Maurice said after the game, I got to make sure he, you know, everybody's eating with this kid tonight to let him know how important he is to our team.
Yeah, I love the answer from Paul Maurice because they're down 0-2 to Toronto, remember, and everybody's panicked. And he puts the whole Nosek line, Nosek, Gadjevich, and Greer all go in the lineup. He switches out the fourth line, if you recall. And they played great. And when Rodriguez was out, you know, that hit by Ekman-Larsson in game three, Nosek went up and played on the top line with Barkov and Reinhardt for a few shifts. When Lundell was out in Toronto in game five, he stepped in and played third line center. So he's a veteran guy. He's been a valuable guy to the team. And I love the answer by Paul Maurice. It happens. It's horrible for the Panthers and for Tomas that it happened in that situation. But, you know, you're trying to get the puck out. You watch enough hockey over the regular season. That happens, what, once every 2 weeks, once every 3 weeks to a team where someone's trying to clear the puck and it just doesn't catch the glass. So I think they'll handle it fine. These guys are, you know, as you guys know, it's a team. There's zero finger pointing or anything like that.
Yeah.
And I thought it was a great answer by Paul Maurice. Certainly unfortunate. They did a great job on the PK, by the way, all night long, but that really won't get talked about, obviously, because the game winner was on the power play.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Before we let you run, it is incredible to watch that sport. You've been watching it in person as well as games when you're at home on TV. It truly, McDavid skates at a different – I thought it last year, and I was just reminded again. I've never seen a guy skate faster with a whole bunch of guys that can really get up and down. And then there's that one guy that just at a different speed and his skill set with the stick. I get why people call him the best player with just everything he does.
No, I don't disagree. It's been since he's 16 years old. So if you watched him in the post game, you know, you would have thought he lost the game 7-0. He's not the most, laughable, outgoing type of person. But he's also trying to win a championship. And that's why, like I said, I thought overall, I know he set up goals. He set up the games higher in the game winner. But overall, I thought they did a pretty good job on him defensively last night. But it is something else when he starts getting wound up, you know, when they got the puck in their own zone and they're ready to break out and he, you know, does the little circle and he starts flying up there, it's like, look out.
Yeah.
But they did a good job with his speed game off the rush. But that's the thing about him, right? So you talk about his speed and the way he moves, as you did, Joe. Then you get in the tight spaces, like on the tying goal and even on the game-winning goal, and he can make those plays too. So he's got the wheels, he's got the hands. He's really got everything, and last night didn't score a goal, but obviously had a big impact in setting up teammates. So it's a job over the next 2 weeks, that's for sure.
Goal, thank you, man. I appreciate you getting up. We didn't even get into preseason football. Like I know you've been sending me a few texts, but I'm just curious overall. Mike McDaniel, I don't know if you heard it before you left, about we're going to be playing some young guys. It was kind of the first time Bo and I have been talking about this morning. First time we've heard the Dolphins really come out and say, look, we probably should have been playing young guys earlier and not waiting. So get ready and don't think there's a whole bunch of new veterans coming in. This is the guys we're going to be playing with. Get them ready to go.
Dude, I got Ollie Gordon. I got Quinn Ewers. I mean, you know, Jalen Wright's going to have a – Bo better be ready for the preseason, man. Hey, Bo, don't forget about Pharaoh Brown at tight end, okay? We're going to be breaking him down in 8 weeks, too.
I told you, this guy.
Hey, I'm looking forward to the FIU. I'm looking to our little debut with FIU this year, too.
Hey, Kewon Jenkins, Joe, I know you love him.
Hey.
We got Bethune-Cookman on the 29th. I'll be on the call. You're right.
There you go.
Oh, when you start breaking down App State guys like you did on my phone, you're a bad man. You're a bad man, Gold.
I'm just telling you, all those fans will be watching, you know, paying attention next week. Who's hot? Who's not at minicamp? Nate Noel. Remember the name. Miami Dolphins running back. Nate Noel.
You
Let's
are
go
too
near.
All right, Gold. Have Beautiful. A good one, man. Get some sleep today.
All right, fellas.
Thank
I'll,
you.
Bye. I'll see you guys next week. Okay.
All right. Steve Goldstein joining us this morning. He's a special
He's
guy.
A worker, man. I
so
tell
first
you what,
of all,
let me tell you what
he can do play-by-play in any sport.
Any sport. He's seamless.
Any
He's
sport.
You know, in so you know, he and I did the preseason last year, and we did two games for FIU. We did one on TV, one on radio, he's seamless. He's absolutely seamless. I mean, he you know, you can tell he works at his craft.
I know,
and he's ready.
He puts in work.
Yeah. Like I don't know some of those guys that he even named. I kind of wait till I get
He's
there.
He's already looked at the rookie free agent class.
I know. Yeah, right. Exactly.
He hit me with some guy from App State. I'm like, all right, okay.
Well, that's because his son
We'll
went
be out
to
there.
State.
During, he well, his
knew,
kid went to App
from
State,
his kid.
So
yeah, exactly.
He's ready to go. Yeah. All right, hey, we got to go to break here. Want to thank Goldie for coming on. Kim Bocamper in the studio with us today. And Hollywood's just run out of patience with me with what I got to tell you right now. I got one more I do want to tell you about that's really important, Loctite. I want you to protect your home with Loctite Impact Windows, Doors, and Roofing. If you got an old leaky roof, what are you doing? Replace your old roof now. You can pay later. Loctite Impact offers the highest quality roofing materials with lifetime warranty plus thousands of five-star reviews. Say big on a legendary state-of-the-art Impact Windows and Doors. Impact Windows, low as $3 per window per month installed. Don't wait for the next storm. That's a message you're going to get from that company. You can get the work done now. Don't try to make it through another hurricane season. Visit LoctiteImpact.com. Again, LoctiteImpact.com or call 954-500-LOCK, covering all of South Florida.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.